Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today we have got
Laura
and Liam.
Hey, thank you both so much for coming on this week.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, it was awesome. This was kind of the same as last week, where last week we had Ben, who you both know through LMT, yes. Who you both are also on LMT. And Ben did the same thing that you did, Liam, where I was having a really hard time finding people, and I contacted Ben, and Ben said, I have someone else who can come on. And I said, yes, please. So Liam, I found Liam, and I was getting ready to do just a two-person episode. And then Liam said, Laura's free. And I went, yes, please.
Yeah.
Well, and I had just seen Laura, too.
Yeah, it was literally like I got back from rehearsal, and then Liam was like, yeah, you know, like Jack was saying we need another person. I was like, oh, tell him I'm free. I don't know. Like, I'm not doing much, and I enjoyed it the last time, so why not?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Awesome. Yeah, I know that we can't talk too much about it, but we're working on the show, and I just, it's very fun being like back in rehearsals.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's like, definitely very, very nice, good. Especially being back, obviously, with like the accommodations for COVID, but it's nice to just be in person with people again. It's such a nice break from school. I feel like I really missed that in third year. It's just 2 hours at rehearsal where you just don't think about school and you're still working on something, and it's really fun and you're with other people. Yeah. So definitely very, very happy.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. So like so we do LMT stuff, and then my girlfriend is in the theater stuff at Western. And all like the universities were having the same issue where the website that we buy the rights from was just down for like months.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a constant struggle.
So it was a great time, and we're still trying to sort that out because, you know, coordinating with a students union on stuff and coordinating that with the rights, which the website's finally now back up, and it's just like, you know, only a little behind, but as it always happens, everything gets put together in January anyway, and you just go from there.
Exactly. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's neat seeing like how all the different universities like operate and how each one's kind of like modeled differently.
From what you've heard from your girlfriend, how is it different at Laurier compared to Western? I'm just kind of curious.
I know that a big thing is that I remember talking to Leah, producer, and she was saying how there's a, I think it's called Concord Rights, and we can't get rights from them because we're a club. Like, we're not like an actual like organization. Theater Western is like an actual, like they're like an organization under their students union. And so they can get Concord. It's just like they're structured a lot differently.
Yeah.
And so it's neat seeing like how like we do kind of our different events, and then they'll have like all their events kind of at the same time and a little kind of mixed around. It's really neat.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Yeah. I mean, I'm in terms of just the show, like in January, I think it's going to be an absolute blast for our little group. And like you said, we've got the events going on all year, and everything's going to turn out okay. And it's just so nice that we're done with, or I shouldn't say done with, but we can do events in person finally. It feels like it's been a decade since we've done anything, and like we've got so many new faces that are actually able to like come out now. It's crazy in comparison to how it was. So
it's awesome. I'm like a locus OCA, like a locust on this year, and I was doing a lot of stuff in person for a week. And one of the things was I had my community, and I had about like 20 people show up, and I was supposed to give them all a tour of the campus. And that was like my third day on campus. So I just said, hey, everyone, we're going to walk around. We're going to see what we see. And I'm going to try to improv a thing. We just walked all around campus.
I haven't even thought of that. Yeah. Some people like this is their first time on campus for if they started. Yeah. Oh, that's so weird.
Exactly. It's like when I met you, Liam, I just kind of like walked past you on campus, and you were going somewhere. She just kind of waved and said hi and kept going. And it was funny because I was like, that's Liam. I saw him all last year. I was like, whoa, I'm meeting people in person.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Jack, I remember the first time I actually saw you in person. I knew you were tall, but then like I saw you in person, I'm like, oh my gosh, you are tall. Like I just remember because I'd only ever seen you from like the waist up on the screen. So it was very interesting.
Yeah, I have heard that so much from people this year. People keep telling me like you don't seem like you're that tall on Zoom, but then I meet you when you're really tall. It's good, it's fun. Oh, man. And Locust did just get the go ahead to start figuring out in person events. So it's now like, it's awesome being able to actually like try to get my group together and go do something.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
Or in person events too. I mean, like, yeah. I know Mirth and Mirth, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, but Mirth and Crawford are working hard on getting those in person events. And so we're looking forward to that on our end too for LNT, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be awesome. Yeah. We had, you guys had one event. It was like, yeah, it was the first trivia event. And I was visiting my girlfriend in London. So I wasn't able to make it to that one. And I think that there weren't a lot of people showing up. So I joined for like a minute on my phone at this like restaurant. And I did like one question and I left.
Yeah, that's dedication. Good.
Exactly. Yeah. But speaking of trivia, we can jump into the first game of the episode.
Woot woot, I'm excited. Cool.
So I was thinking about how this is my first year actually in Waterloo. So this game, I'm going to tell you a fact about Waterloo. It's either true or false. You guys got to figure it out.
Okay.
Could also be about a kitchen, or else kind of like the Waterloo Kitchener region as a whole.
All right.
Okay. So fact number one. Kitchener was the first city in Canada to use the blue box for recycling. True or false?
I'm going to go false.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
I think that would be Guelph.
And me too. That's what I was thinking of. Like, Kitchener's pretty good, but I think Guelph would get to that first of anything. So yeah, I'm going to go with false.
Say it is true.
Oh my God.
Kitchener kind of pioneered the blue box system. Kitchener.
Oh, you know what? The groundwater, they're probably trying to protect the aquifers and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, next one. The government of the Waterloo-Kitchener region estimates that there are 5 geese for every 1 snake in Waterloo.
I feel like it'd be more than that.
In the region as a whole.
I feel like it'd be more than that. I've seen a lot of geese and not a lot of snakes, so just going off of my own research gathered.
There are a lot of geese on this game. There's still geese. I think they'd have left by now, really. I really hoped they'd have left by now. It's kind of, anyway. I'm going to call it true. I'm going to say that's accurate.
It is false. I 100% made that one up.
Hell yeah.
You're good at this.
I wrote it out, and then I thought to myself, that's an insane amount of snakes.
That's what I thought too. I was like, there's a lot of geese. I have not seen that many snakes.
Something about campuses and geese. Geese just love universities.
Too much littered food.
Right, next one. Weber Street and King Street are parallel, but they cross 4 times.
I believe that.
4 times?
4 times. Let's see.
I've definitely been through 2 of them.
Is at least 3. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a 4th, because I think up by Victoria Street, it crosses again with King Street. I'm going to go with true.
I'll go false. I'll be contentious.
It is true.
To be fair, I've driven here more, so that's probably why.
That's fair enough.
It said, like, I don't know exactly what it meant, but it said that, like, yeah, it says... Yeah, it crosses 4 times or 3 or 2, depending on how you look at it. So I don't know really what that means.
It's a very...
Okay, I see what... So it starts here. Say this is King. It starts here, right? So they're counting out as 1, and then it goes all the way to here. This is 2, all the way to here, 3, and then 4, right? But if you take the 2 starting points and don't count that as a cross, then that's... It's only 2 in the middle. Or if you're looking at the amount of lines, it's 3. So I can see that.
I'm sure the people listening will know exactly what you're saying without the visuals.
Just think of like a snake with a line dissecting it straight down the middle.
Okay, next one. Wilfrid Laurier was almost named Beaver University.
No,
that's gotta be false.
that's false because they
That's
kept.
too much innuendo.
Yeah.
See, it is true.
Oh my gosh, of course it is.
One of the proposed names was Beaver University. I
Why?
was thinking if they did name it that, like, there would be a field day with all the puns and
Oh
Oh,
God, yeah. That would be
100%.
horrible.
It would definitely have a
Also,
different reputation.
all right, had a little technical difficulties there, but we're back. Yeah, we were talking about Beaver University and how close we came.
Yeah, I'm just glad we're not the Beaver Golden Hawks, Golden Beaver Hawks. Yeah.
Oh, Golden Beaver Hawks, that's a good point. All right, next fact. Wilfrid Laurier is the smallest uni campus in Canada. True or false?
Canada? Like, oh, there's gotta be, like, Algoma's gotta be pretty small. Or, like, no, that's false.
Well,
100%
yeah, I'm
that's
gonna say
false. There's
false
no
if it includes like private universities and stuff too.
You are both correct. It is false.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're not the smallest guys. It's fine.
I don't remember. It was some obscure one in like Saskatchewan when I
Of
looked it up.
course. Oh, probably some
Because
private one.
I wrote that down as false, and then I realized that I should actually Google it to make sure that it is false. I was thinking about it because my girlfriend is visiting next week for a few days, and I said to her, like, I have to show you like the size difference of Laurier versus Western.
Oh my goodness, I can
Because it's
imagine.
insane. I was at Western with her, and I was like, this parking lot that we're in right now was about the size of our campus.
Yeah.
Because it's so compact.
Western's got that whole ring road around it and everything. It's like massive.
Even
It's
just going
like a
to
town on its
Waterloo.
own.
Yeah, because my brother went to Waterloo. He's a couple years older than me, and like he did 5 years there for the co-op program and still doesn't know all the buildings on that campus just because it's so freaking
Nice. All right. All right, moving on. Ryan Reynolds is a direct descendant of the founder of Waterloo. True or false?
Ryan Reynolds? I don't
Is
have
he Canadian
all
even?
I know about him is that he was in Deadpool, I think. And wait, he was in the Pokemon movie too, I think,
Oh, yeah,
right?
he was. Yeah, he was a Pikachu.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. I feel like that's too oddly specific for you to have made up, Jack, so I'm gonna go with true.
Sure, whatever. I'll go with true as well.
So it is false. I did
Okay,
make that one up. Yeah. He is
That, yeah.
Canadian, but I don't know where he's from exactly. But yeah, all right. And then last one. Kitchener was originally called Berlin, named after the German city.
Yes, that's true. That one's true.
I'm gonna go with his confidence and say sure, that's true.
You are correct. It is true. Then,
Woohoo!
yeah.
In World War I or something like
Exactly. Yeah. After the First World War, they said we should change it. So they changed
that.
it to. They named it, I think the actual, yeah, it's named after like a British like Secretary of War.
Yeah, it's something along those lines. I did know that, but I can't tell you exactly.
Fortunately,
Good.
Waterloo is actually named after the Abbasong.
That's true.
Not at all
That's true.
after the European conflict or cities or anything like
Absolutely. Yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's good. But yeah, good job. You split there. That's nice.
I definitely failed that test, but yeah, anyway.
I think I definitely won that test, so we'll take
Oh,
it.
you won. Yeah. Put two or
Good,
three on me.
yeah. So last week on the show, I talked about I was thinking about getting a Keurig for my room, and I did get one. Put it
Nice.
in my mini fridge. And on the same like trip to the store, I went to that Walmart on like the Bridgeport Plaza.
Oh,
And
yeah.
right across from it is that Shoppers, and I had to get like I think it was, I guess I was getting like toothpaste something like that there, and like the day before, I took out the garbage in my room, and there's a little leak, and so like some gross old like fruit juice spilled in my actual garbage can, so my room just stunk, and so I walked by, they had like scented candles, and so I grabbed one, and I was like, that'll be good. And I found out that if you want your room to smell amazing, you get a vanilla candle and a Keurig. Because now it smells fantastic.
I could imagine.
I love
Got
it.
the coffee, got
Oh,
the
it's so good.
probably smells like the inside of a Starbucks.
Yeah, it totally does. What did we say? Oh, that's great. Yeah, I got like my hot chocolate, my coffee. Ooh, highly recommend.
Sounds good. I need to. We're thinking about investing in an espresso machine because, you know, fanciness.
Yeah, the fancy ones.
Her parents. Sorry, I guess the listeners don't know this, but Lara and I are in a long-term relationship. Right. So that might be useful context for this conversation. I'm not just going to her parents' house. That would be really weird.
They wouldn't even be mad. They love you. So they'd be like, yeah. Yes, my mother has made Liam into a complete coffee snob like her.
Yes, and the Nespresso machines are just so good. Now, admittedly, when you're trying to get up in the morning and like Keurig also fire because you just
it's so easy, 100%.
And it tastes good, it is. But those Nespresso, whatever espresso power, I don't know how those machines work. I don't want to know. I just enjoy the miracle of their flavor. And, oh, yeah. So, might invest in one of those. Might wait for Christmas. Wink, wink, wink.
Oh, good point.
I'll call my mom and see what she says.
Yeah, I did like, I have like my AeroPress, like my nice coffee maker that I brought from home. But then when I went home for Thanksgiving, my parents bought a Keurig since I left, and it was just so fast. You just put it in, put the cup there. You could walk away for a minute. And so I was like, I got to get one of these.
Not that bad price wise either. Like they're not
pretty good. Yeah, yeah, it wasn't that bad. And my mom, because my birthday was a couple weeks ago, like while I was home, so one of the things. I've been saying to my mom how I wanted a better like light for Zoom calls and stuff. Yeah. And so my mom was like, I don't know what to get you. Here's a little money. Go buy yourself a light. And then my friends for my birthday got me a light. And so I was like, I'm going to buy a Keurig instead. So I did that. It was good. And I got some weird looks on the bus just holding a Keurig.
Going home. If Keurig's listening, we're looking for a sponsor now.
Oh my god, be fantastic! Get our show sponsored by Keurig. Love that.
You're more likely to get those awake bars.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah,
so those are a Laurier business, as far as I know.
Yes, exactly, it's a Laurier alumni who came up with them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've only used them a few times, but they work. That's for sure.
You make them sound like a drug. I won't use the
word. Caffeine is a drug. Thank you very much. I could tell you all about that, but I won't waste your time. I just wrote a paper on that.
I must be a Starbucks abuser then.
I was at, the year before, when I was in my grade 12 year, I had already like been accepted and accepted my Laurier admission. And they do like the first years do like the PepsiCo pitch competition.
Yeah.
And so they invited everyone who applied to Laurier that like to like last that year to go watch it. And so I did. And one of the speakers at it was the guy who founded Awake Chocolate. And I just remember him the best part of his speech was he was talking about when they were trying to make these caffeine chocolates and they found out that caffeine just tastes awful. And so that's why a lot of like caffeine products that aren't coffee just fail because no one likes them.
Yeah, it's basically only in either like chocolate form or coffee form or like soda pop. That's kind of the only way you'll get it in because it's
covered
not nice.
With so much sweetener that you couldn't recognize it if you tried.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Nespresso. My dad's old job, he used to get like hotel rooms to travel because he would have to travel quite a bit. And so we went with him on a business trip once to Toronto, and the hotel that we stayed at had some like brand deal with Nespresso. So like the normal coffee makers that you have in hotel rooms, it was like a Nespresso machine, and they had like an espresso cafe in the lobby. And it was very weird to be like in a hotel, but also have like nice instant coffee.
Oh yeah.
That's premium.
I'm sure it wasn't free though, unfortunately. It was probably one of those things where if you take a cup, then they're going to charge you.
Totally. I guarantee it. I did have a funny experience with McDonald's last week. I'm still talking about food. Wednesdays are like my busiest day of the week by far. So I'll usually for lunch walk down to the McDonald's that I live right near. And they have their like whole Monopoly thing going on right now.
Oh yeah.
So I don't do like the whole board, but I will peel it off and look at it just to see if I get like an instant win thing. And so I did that and I won a 4-week online course as an instant win. It was literally like 4-week online classes for whatever subject you want. And I was very confused. And I looked it up and it's real. It's apparently like the most common instant win that's not food. It's this like Shaw 4-week course. So I'm taking a 4-week video course.
Sweet. Funded by McDonald's.
Exactly. I was so confused. And then it was like, no, you have like a really good chance of getting this. And I was like, that seems like a big thing to give away.
Trying to get people more educated. I see how it is.
Yeah, I mean, on the McDonald's topic, us and a couple of our friends actually all made the trip to Halifax over reading week.
Oh, yeah.
It is my car. And so really? Naturally, oh, wow. Lots of McDonald's stops. I think, I guess, 17 hours both ways times two cars is 68 hours. That's a lot of McDonald's, 68 hours on the road. And I recall that we were comparing our little Monopoly charts, our little maps, except first of all, we got our first one in Quebec, so it was entirely in French. That was a struggle. Those aren't some common words on that map. Like, I got most roos and stuff, like the streets, but other than that, like, it was a disaster. But, no, the way they do it, they get your hopes up so much, man. They give you so many of the same two of the three that you need. So, like, you'll get two pinks, and you'll be like, oh, I'm only one away, and then you'll get two more of the same two pinks you already have, and you just, anyway. It's very mean. It's very rude. McDonald's, fix your stuff. Give everyone more prizes. It won't cost you anything.
Of course.
Yeah. You did win a soda, though.
Oh, and a cheeseburger.
Nice.
Which you don't eat, but...
Yeah, I don't eat beef, so I... Yeah, unfortunately. Maybe I'll give it to Nick. I'll trade him. Apparently they had like 7 or 8 of those instant win things. They went a lot.
Yeah, they were definitely much further ahead than we were.
Yeah.
So, but yes, that was a long drive, so we definitely got McDonald's enough of that, but he kept trying to like get things on the menu that would get him the most amount of the McDonald's sticker, and I was like, I just want the food I like, so I'm just going to get that, but you go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, that's, wow. Yeah, I can't imagine how long that drive would be.
Oh, yeah. God. Because, okay, to preface, my parents currently live in Halifax, so we did the drive across there for reading week to go spend Thanksgiving with them. And actually, we got, like, really, really lucky. The colors and the weather was, like, absolutely beautiful. And it was a nice, you know, 2-day break from school that we just were like, okay, we're just going to not think about it and just drive.
Yeah, and, I mean, Jack's camera just went. I think we're good. Yeah, but fortunately, we got to split the driving. We both drive. Poor Nick, my friend who went with his girlfriend as well the same week. His girlfriend doesn't drive, and his car's got a tank that's about 350 km. So he's driving all by himself from gas station to gas station, like 2,000 kilometers across the country. He was leaving for Thanksgiving on one of the days too, so they didn't head out till 7 p.m. and he had to have driven 17 hours in about a 24-hour span all by himself, no switching drivers. And I text him after, I'm like, how's the drive? And he just said, my knee hurts. Okay, I guess that's enough explanation.
Nice. Yeah, I think the longest I've like, I think the longest like road trip for me would be 12 hours to New York. Mm-hmm. But driving, I've only driven, I'd say like 2 hours at a time. It's a lot. Wow.
Yeah. 2 hours feels like nothing once you've done a long road trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just north of Toronto. So we stopped in at my parents' place to grab a few things, before we headed back to Waterloo at the end of the week. And after doing 6-hour legs the whole way, an hour and a half between Toronto and Waterloo was absolutely zero. It went so fast.
It just flies. Oh man, I do remember when I moved up to Waterloo in September, I dropped what used to be my car off for my sister in London, and it was like a 2008 Chevy Aveo. Definitely not used to highways. I remember just like the wheels squeaking that entire hour.
Oh God!
And just going like, oh, yeah, this car is definitely more of a city car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking for highways.
We were very lucky with my car because my car is an 06 Jetta, but it's a diesel. So it's very funny driving a little Jetta around, but then it revs and everyone expects some, you know, young dude in a truck, and it's just me and my little gray Jetta. Yeah, so it wasn't too bad for the long drive. It definitely burns the diesel faster on the highway, but in terms of mileage, it was so much better than what poor Nick had to deal with. So
Oh, yeah.
I could at least make it a decent distance before having to fill up again.
My mom, over the summer, bought a Mini Cooper, her dream car. But those take the premium gas. Mm. And so it would always be how much can we stretch this one tank of gas? Because gas just costs so much money.
Oh, that's hard. Premium.
That's got to hurt, too, because, I mean, it's the start of the summer. Gas has gone up like 30 cents since then. That sucks.
Exactly. Yeah, it was always like, this was like my first summer having a car myself. So I was the one buying all the gas, and it would always be like, I would drive by and I'd go, that's expensive. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. And then tomorrow it would be like way more. And I'd go, oh, I should have done it yesterday.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Even when I have like 90% of my tank full and it's a really cheap day, I'll stop and I'll.
Honestly.
I'll top up my tank.
Put the $6 in or whatever. Yeah.
One of the things about owning a diesel is during the summer, it is really cheap compared to gas. And in the winter, it is really expensive and it burns more quickly. So it's getting closer and closer to the winter. Mm-hmm. And I'm just watching the price of diesel go up every week. And it's very heartbreaking.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Yeah. And then I also, I cut lawns in my hometown. That's like my job. And so I also have these like two little gas cans that I got to keep full. And so you'll see just some guy drive up in like my little Chevy Aveo, get out and fill my two gas cans in the trunk and drive home. Oh, that's always good.
Yeah. I think back to the start of the pandemic when gas was so unbelievably cheap. And I'm like, why did I not get like all the gas cans I could find and just fill them all up?
Yeah,
I don't think it's how it works, but it would be useful.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I would like drive by the gas stations and just be like, "That's insane how low it was."
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost twice what it was now, or I think it's more than twice what it was at the lowest point.
Around twice.
Either way.
Yeah,
that's that's a lot. That's a lot of fluctuation.
Yeah, remember my first year econ classes, whenever he would show us a graph, he would always have to be like, that dip right there is because of COVID. That doesn't normally do that. It would be just a normal graph and then just a hard down. He was like, that's what.
That's good. Did you have Ken Jackson? You
can go right into...
Did you have Ken Jackson for econ?
Yeah, I had him for...
Lucky.
Yeah, for micro, I had him. Micro econ. Yeah, he was good.
Nice guy.
Awesome.
Shout out to Ken Jackson.
I think someone told me that he's retiring after this year.
Is he? I haven't heard that, but that could be the case. Regardless, he's an excellent teacher, and I love his Twitter. He's always so helpful.
Yeah.
He is really helpful. He's always responding with, like, actual good comments.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So we can go into the second game of the episode.
Woohoo!
Alrighty.
Pretty fun. So, because like we all are involved in LMT, I thought we'd do a more musical themed game. So, pretty much, there's a lot of like weird musicals out there. So I'm gonna just gonna say like a weird musical, and you tell me if it's real or if I made it up.
Do my best.
All right.
You can start with Cats. It's the weirdest one.
Honestly.
That's true.
It
All right, so number one, is there a Slender Man musical?
Okay, wait, are we talking like, are these like fully produced musicals that like made it to like Broadway or something? Or is it
No, they're
just
going to be
some
off
student came
Broadway.
up with it somewhere and advertised it? Like, is there a.
No, just like musicals that have been written and performed, I'll say. Doesn't have to be on Broadway, just someone wrote
Okay.
this and actually put on a performance of it.
I'm going to
Okay.
say false. That's not a real one.
I'm gonna say someone wrote that and someone performed that. I'm saying it's real.
We'll see. It is real.
What would it
Or the
even
Slender
be
musical.
like? That's what I was like. I don't even know what that would go like.
Just think of all of the like puppetry you could do with like a giant, like 8 foot tall Slender Man puppet scaring all these characters.
Oh,
Be a great
honestly.
horror musical.
Okay,
I don't
actually,
know if the
yeah, I'd go
music
see
would
that.
come in too much,
That's
honestly,
okay, yeah,
but
that
yeah.
was the factor. I'm like, who, what are you gonna sing about?
Everyone just hums the
The album's
Jaws
on
theme.
Spotify. What? Oh my God, I gotta look into that. Yeah. All right. Second one. Is there a Human Centipede musical?
Yes.
No way.
I've heard of that, I think.
I will tell you that yes, there is a musical
Yeah.
based on Human
I'm pretty
Centipede.
certain when Mirth and I were doing trivia last year, we found that one. That's why I was like, I'm pretty certain I've heard of that before, which just sounds awful and
I was gonna
horrifying.
say, I really hope they don't like. Anyway, I'd hate to be the costume designer on that set. That would suck.
I'm just thinking of a bunch of people in a line to make all the legs and they just start doing the can-can.
It's a really kid-friendly version. It's just actually a centipede of humans, just like doing the conga line.
That's all I can think of.
Nice. Cool.
I have not watched The Human Centipede, if that is not obvious.
Me neither, actually. Oh. So my internet's being a little fidgety. Just gonna give it a second to restabilize. I'm trying back. I had my like Ethernet plugged in earlier, and then it just started glitching out on me, so I switched to Wi-Fi. I'm gonna switch back to the Ethernet. Little second to blip. And ooh,
Hello,
there we go.
we're back.
Yep, we're back. Sweet. All right. I think that's good. We'll just kind of keep moving. Yeah, so next one. So is there a musical based off of the second Shrek movie?
Gonna say no. I mean,
I'm gonna say I don't think it was on Broadway, but I'm gonna say yes.
yeah, like I can see
There's
it
got to be
existing,
one.
but.
Well, I did make that one up. That one's not real. Yeah. Because there is the actual
The best
Shrek one,
movie,
but
though.
Yeah, there's
it
Shrek the
is the best Shrek
Musical.
movie. 100% it's the best Shrek movie.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Someone's got to do that. Yeah, get working on it, you
Definitely,
know?
yeah.
I review
Lin-Manuel
this movie.
Miranda.
Oh, if it's a rap musical? Oh
Yeah,
my gosh.
trying to do the rap musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Next one. Is there a Charlie Chaplin musical that's entirely silent, except for the music?
I feel like that could exist, but it also just
Yeah.
sounds like it's more of just a symphony than a musical.
Well, I mean, if it was a Charlie Chaplin musical, but it's just the live music, then that would just be a live performance of a Charlie Chaplin, like,
Yeah, that was
act.
my
But
thought process too. It's like,
so
well,
I'd say sure. Yeah, I think people are doing live performances of silent films. I could see that.
That one is actually fake. So I made that one up, and then I realized as I was reading it to you guys that it makes no sense. As I was saying
Because we're like, wait, but that would just be
it.
us, an orchestra.
Entirely. I said the words entirely silent, and I went, wait, but it's a musical. And I realized how totally absurd that sounds. Oh my god. Right, well, moving on. So we know about the Carrie musical, which you guys actually put on a couple years back. Is there a parody musical of Carrie?
Oh, I feel like there is. Of some sort, there's got to be. I don't know what it would be, but I just feel like there's been a lot of Carrie parody trope things done in other areas that I don't know why there wouldn't be in the musical area as well.
Also, there's so many names that rhyme with Carrie that you could do. You could do a Larry musical, Jerry musical, a Barry musical. Like, there's so many places you could go. It's got to be a real thing. Someone's parodied Carrie before.
Well, it is real.
Yeah.
To be real, it is called Scary.
Oh.
Seriously? Scary? That's so unoriginal. They already say Scary Carrie in the musical.
Apparently, it's actually, like, pretty well reviewed.
Maybe we should look at it. I would look it up.
Yeah. Let's
Why not?
Next one. Is there a Justin Bieber musical?
Oh, 100%.
Probably.
There's at least some unlicensed one made by 14-year-old girls that love theater, so.
Well, I actually made that one up. True story. I did.
Like, you made the musical when you were 14?
I did just really quickly Google it to make sure that it wasn't a real musical.
I guarantee you that if I look it up, I look for that on YouTube, there will be about a video with between 500 and 1,000 views that someone's put together a Justin Bieber musical. It'll be very poorly edited.
A bunch of brightly colored screens with text on it.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh my god. Yeah. All right. Last one. Is there a musical where the set is made up of trampolines?
If there isn't, I want that. Would it be the entire set?
I'd imagine it's just like the base of the stage is just all a bunch of trampolines. Right? That would make sense to me. You know what? Just to keep consistent with my current, the way I've been guessing this whole time, I'm going to say this one's real too, because I think I've said all of them are.
I'm going to say this one's not real, but I hope it is.
It is real.
Oh, hell yeah. I want to see that.
Yeah. It's called Via Galactica. It's like a sci-fi one.
Oh, so they're supposed to be in space? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Shout out to those actors and singers for their breath support. That is crazy, being in midair and trying to sing. So, good job, guys.
Yeah. They say that it got pretty bad reviews because it just wasn't good technically. Like, actors kept falling through the trampolines. And the microphones kept picking up police radios. It kept like transmitting local police radios.
What?
They just like, I guess we're set to like a police frequency.
Okay, so is there a recording of this that I can find? Because that sounds very entertaining. That's
fantastic. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I had a really funny Facebook moment last night. So on my dad's side of the family, my grandmother, her maiden name is Coop, and then my grandpa's name is Rolick, hence my last name is Rolick. And so both of those families on COVID years would do like a reunion every year. I always say to my friends that I never remember anyone's name because there's just like so many of us. But I'm in a Facebook group where they just post like old photos they find on my dad's mom's family and little stuff like that. And someone posted last night with like the actual numbers of how many people are in each generation. So she said how like she had to do like a head count for some family in Holland. And so she found out that on my generation, I am one of 107.
Oh my god.
Yeah. See, and that's just on my dad's mom's side of the family. Like, that family is huge. It's insane.
That's absurd.
Are most of them still, like, living and able to come to these reunions then?
I think so, yeah. I think it is a pretty broad age range. But, yeah, because it was, like, they did it based off, like, my dad's grandparents. So it was, like, yeah, so, like, my great-grandparents. Mm-hmm. So there's 107 great-grandkids.
Oh, my goodness.
That's... Oh my god! That, yeah, that's I guess that explains why I can never remember anyone's name.
Hey, you're allowed. You're allowed. I think so. Yeah,
there's an insane amount of us. I usually can't remember names, and Zoom really helped me with that. And so now I'm facing the whole. I gotta actually like remember everyone's names.
Honestly, I feel that though. It really, really is useful sometimes. You're like, okay, wait, what was this person's name? Except for when they never put their camera on, and you only ever seen their name, and you don't actually know what they look like.
Yeah. Well, the worst one is me and another guy that I'd known from first year. We ran into each other on the street walking in uptown the other day, and I recognized him, but at the time I hadn't had my hair cut in like 10 months because of COVID, and neither did he.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like one of those moments where he was like, oh my, it's you, and you know, but it's just like recognizing people that you haven't seen. Like, I forget that it's been like almost 3 years since I've seen half these people. Mm-hmm. It's like people change a lot through, especially the three years they get to university. When you're in first year, you're just kind of like whatever you were in high school, just slightly removed. But then, like, I feel like you kind of become an adult, and a lot of your style changes, and your, you know, your attitude changes, and all these things, and then you're just like a totally different person. And you know, it was such a funny moment. I'm just like, oh wow, yeah, COVID kind of changed things a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, that reminds me of your whole thing about like not getting your hair cut. Reminds me of in like August I started just growing out my hair and my beard, and I've only got my beard trimmed like once since then. And so for Halloween I'm dressing up as a Bo Burnham in his newest special.
Oh yeah,
because
he has like
I
the hair
it.
And the beard. And so I have a funny little problem right now where my beard has gotten just so like scraggly, and it's so just like I can't manage it, but I can't shave it until after Halloween. And yeah. So I'm like the past few days, I'm just like constantly itching, and it's just like going every direction. I'm like, I can't wait to either trim this or just try the clean shaven look again.
Oh yeah, scraggly beard. It's never comfortable. I see those Duck Dynasty guys on TV, and I'm just like, how
oh
can
my
you
God.
Even do
so
that
much? Thing?
Yeah, I'm very glad he doesn't have a Duck Dynasty beard. That's just, I like the beard, but trimmed. But no, actually, for Halloween in second year, I think. Yeah, because it was before COVID. So it would have been like 2019 Halloween. Liam and I went as Sandra and Danny from Grease.
Mm-hmm.
And so Liam had been growing his beard since we started dating like 10 months prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd gotten very used to him with a beard, but of course he had to like shave it other than like the sideburns and such for it. And I remember he walked through the door and I was like, who is this person? I do not recognize them at all. It was so weird.
Well, I said like my girlfriend's visiting next week, and she comes up the afternoon of the first, like right after Halloween.
Yeah.
And so I might just, and like, she knew me back in high school before I had an actual beard. So I might just that morning shave it and just see her reaction to me suddenly not having a beard.
Save like a good old like goatee or a soul patch or something.
Oh my gosh.
Get rid of it later.
It was awful. When he was like shaving the beard for the Halloween costume, he was at home, and then he decided to FaceTime me when he'd only done like his chin and like nothing else.
Yeah,
this
had, like, the Civil War general.
It was the most cursed thing ever. He like FaceTimed me, and I just answered, and I was like, no.
That's like an opposite goatee.
Yeah. <literally.
laughs> Everything but the chin.
Yeah.
I do know. If I do the shave, I'm definitely going to spend about 10 minutes with just the mustache and just see how I feel about it, and then probably say bye to it.
I was going
to
say.
Take a photo of it, of you in like a different shirt than what you were wearing that day, and then you can post your before and after or whatever. But then, like, at the end of November, tweet in support of November with the mustache, and you don't have to worry about it.
That's true. It's a good point. Yeah. Oh, but yeah. I did that last year for November, I was like, I'm going to just like as an excuse to just see what happens if I don't shave for a month. And last year I grew a much worse beard than I have now. It was very just patchy and wasn't an actual solid thing. And so I was like, I'm going to wait a solid while before I do that again.
It's always the struggle.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to do like the mental math of how much you've been going for, because I see the first recording and then the current recording.
I think we started just before 5, so
that would
put us at about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, somewhere in that range.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little bit after that. I don't know.
Sweet. Cool.
So good with whatever.
Yeah. There was a while last year that I was having a lot of issues with this site that I used to record. And so I started recording on Zoom. And I would always, about 10 minutes into it, remember to hit, like, forget to hit the stopwatch to time it. And so I would have to, like, figure out in my head, start it at this time, this much into it, then I hit start.
It's a good throwback tonight. Yeah.
Exactly. Exact same thing happened last week too. When I forgot to figure it out. But yeah. I think that is actually where we're going to call it for the week. Thank you both so much for coming on. It was a very fun time. All right, and we'll see everybody next week.